Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com. We're live here inside the MDN studios. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side. I was out Sunday heading out to a local, it wasn't a local, it was actually over in Pontiac, a workout. And the snow, it started feeling like it was, we were up further. We were up in Ricky Leach land. I mean, whiteout conditions, it was blizzard conditions. The traffic started crawling at a snail's pace. It was 30 miles an hour on the expressway. I mean, it was treacherous out there. But it was fine. When I got home, I said, man, I'm going to have to clear out this driveway. Get up the next morning. You see a couple of inches of snow out there. Ice as well. But that great piece of equipment, that snowblower, that was just serviced recently, or at least before the winter season, over it. Bullion sales and service cut through it like it wasn't even there. See, that's why I say all the time, bullion sales and service, when it comes to new equipment or maintaining your current equipment, no better place to go than 8530 North Territorial Road in Dexter. Find them online at weknowtractors.com. Again, weknowtractors.com. The difference with bullion, with over six decades here in this community, they're family and they treat you like family. So when you go in the store over at bullion sales and you look for a piece of equipment, be it a snowblower or a salt spreader. If it's a machine, it's already prepped with gas and oil, already assembled. Same thing with a salt spreader, already assembled. You don't get a machine or a piece of equipment in a box like you do at a box store. And on top of that, they'll teach you how to operate it. Need them to deliver it, they'll do that for a small fee. And what's more, they can get your parts and service for your new machine as well. Right now, through the end of February, military and first responders can save $300 to $1,000 on Simplicity, Snapper, and Briggs & Stratton equipment valued at $3,000 and more. Bullion sales will offer an instant rebate. Briggs & Stratton will then match it with a Visa gift card for the people who do the most to serve and protect our communities, both here and around the world. That's through the end of the month, through February 28th, over at Bullion Sales and Service, 8530 North Territorial Road in Dexter. Find them online at weknowtractors.com. Again, weknowtractors.com. So the Wolverines dispatched of the Terps. I said heading into the contest, first of all, that I like this matchup so much better with their big man. And Bruno Fernando is a physical specimen. He's outstanding when it comes to just pure athleticism. But Michigan did a job on him in the first half. I mean, it was clear that John Tessie, his presence, bothered Bruno Fernando. Now, to Bruno Fernando's credit, he came out in the second half, Turgeon said, he told him, just try to go up and over him. Don't try to do 20 moves to get around him, to try to shake him. Just go up and over him. He got some deep post position, made a few athletic plays.
And they were very deliberate in getting the ball early in that second half.
Yeah, he finished with 12 points, still below his average, still below the first half showing from Ethan Happ the week prior. And it's not, got into this discussion during the game when I said at halftime, I felt like this matchup would be better, admittedly not this good. Didn't expect them to have them scoreless at the break, but certainly thought they would fare better. And ultimately they did, but you were never going to hold them scoreless. He was always going to get some points, have some success. He had some success in the second half, but certainly not enough for them to come out on top in that game. And credit to Teske. Because this was another, he kept shooting. He just kept shooting. And it was important that 7-3, while it was the point in the game it came, you heard X say he thought it was the biggest shot, the biggest make of the game, and he's right. But that he took it, that he didn't hesitate in the moment, I think was extremely noteworthy, because that's going to be open. Teams are going to give Michigan that look, and he has to show that he can make it. So he had the confidence to take it in that point. That is point guard. Coaches are one thing, that the guys on the court were telling him, keep shooting the ball, was a big deal for him as well. So hopefully that carries over into this next game as they take on Minnesota. And then, of course, big game, big couple of games for the big fella when it comes to defense. A little, not quite as daunting a task against Michigan State anymore with Nick Ward being out, but you would hope that that leads to an even bigger advantage for Michigan.
So the defensive performance in the game, I mentioned this briefly in the last segment, the defensive performance in the game against Maryland was really good, right? So Maryland scores 52 points. They had not been held to just 52 points in 215 games since North Carolina did that to them 6 years ago. I mean, it's not a team that scores that few points. They push it a little bit. They're a top four in the Big Ten offense. They're also a top four in the Big Ten defense. And they score points. And Michigan was, I mean, they were pretty phenomenal for the most part on defense. You talked about what they did on Bruno Fernando, but you should also talk about what Xavier Simpson and then Charles Matthews did on Anthony Cowan. Because that obviously is a, you make him into an inefficient, inefficient player, or don't let him get shots off at all, that really changes that team.
Yeah, and even Dave DeJulius for a period of time.
Right, end of the first half.
It was clear. It was clear to me in this contest. You go back to last year. We talked about it heading into the game. Anthony Cowan came here and had a big game. I think it was like 24, 25 points or something along those lines. Really, really good from distance. And he was stymied. Mostly, I think Charles obviously did. But Charles had a virtuoso performance defensively. Beilein highlighted it after the game. Said his showing, his man didn't score on him the whole game except for the very last bucket his man had, and it was when he didn't want to foul. So other than that, he shut out his opponent, whoever it was. Cowan, whoever he was guarding, didn't score on Charles Matthews that day. Just an outstanding showing for him. But it felt like early in the game, from the moment the ball was tipped, you could see, it's not like you ever see X off, but there seemed to be a determination about him. Was able to knock down his first look from deep, which was great. But all game long, he was really dialed in. I thought on both ends of the floor, Cowan had hit a few shots, but X won the day with his all around game. And then just the tone he set, the leadership on the floor. You heard them talk about after the game how the Penn State contest was so uncharacteristic because so many things were off. The defense. And John Beilein said it's hard to play 32 games in a row, great defense, even though you pack your defense, right? It's something that you can control. But, even for a team that's dialed in that way, it's hard to do it for the entire season. This was our worst defensive effort in 2 years. And then you heard X talk about it and Charles talk about it. Said, man, we got punked, we got dogged. And that was something that was heard in the locker room. Forget what they said on the mic. Something that was said in the locker room without the coaches present. And you could see that on the floor. And every guy, especially X, again, I just the tone he sets for this team is indicative of a leadership quotient that John Beilein says is as good as he's had since he's been here. That is, there hasn't been a better leader. Sure, there have probably been leaders as good, but none better than what we've seen from X. And just to shout out Dave DeJulius for a minute. So he's the first point guard off the bench, which was noteworthy. This is the moment, and we've been talking about it, and we mentioned it again last week. You have young players that it takes them some time to get acclimated, to learn systems, to have an idea where to be, where it's not Greek to you when you're on the floor. So these guys have gotten to that point. And so now you're in practice, and maybe they're doing something. Maybe they're up and down in practice. And I think coaches get to a point where you see enough where you feel like the next level, the next stage or breaking through is about learning through experience. You can't throw them out there as total liabilities. I mean, you got to show some competence in practice. Right. But if you show enough, even if you're making a few mistakes, they'll live with it. As long as they feel like you're growing from it. And I think you've finally seen Dave get to that point based on the minutes he played in the game, based on what John Beilein said. So first point guard off the bench, he gets some minutes. He goes to the bench and Eli gets in. And then when X gets his second foul, and it's about at the 6:25 mark, and Dave comes in and gets 5 good minutes. He gets a driving layup through contact. You had to really like that. He had a good look from deep that you was like, oh, thought maybe it was going to go down. Didn't go down. But Anthony Cowan didn't score. He didn't score in that 5-minute stretch, which was, I mean, If you don't do anything else, does your man not go off? Because that's what you're worried about. That's what you have to be worried about.
How about not even get shots? In 16 minutes, and obviously some of those were against DeJulius, Cowan had 3 first-half attempts, which means it wasn't just that he wasn't going off. He wasn't even getting looks.
Right. And you know, Charles gets some of that credit as well. I'd have to go back and look. But
more
and see
that was in the second half than it was in the first.
But, man, you really had to be pleased. You can't just look at the point total. You got to look at, was he where he was supposed to be on defense? What did his man do? For 5 minutes straight. That young fella went out and I think gave his coaches some confidence in about where he is. And you didn't see him. Did he play at all in the second half? I don't think he got in the second half.
No minutes in the second half.
Yeah, and so, but still.
I mean, Xavier Simpson played 20 minutes in the second half. So
still extremely.
But isn't that part of it too? Because Beilein talked about this, where he talked about Xavier Simpson a couple years ago getting finally comfortable so he can come in and spell Derek Walton for a few minutes per game. But most of those were in the first half, so that if you could put him in before a media timeout and let him play a couple of minutes, now it turned into a longer stretch for DeJulius because of the foul trouble at the end of the half for Simpson. But what you really want is you want him to be able to come in and give you maybe 5 backup minutes at the point guard spot in the first half, because in the second half, if Xavier Simpson can't come off the floor, well, he's more rested, so he doesn't have to come off the floor. And he and Matthews, neither of them came off the floor in the second half.
And at one point you look up and you see Dave and Brandon Johns on the court at the same time. So, this is different. But again, you need, at this stage of the season, those guys have got to start coming along. You're going to need that. You're going to need their not necessarily point production, but productive minutes. And productive minutes that's not always measured in points. And so you got that from Dave DeJulius, right? You're seeing Brandon Johns, them being more comfortable with his minutes on the floor. So at the right time of the season, those guys are starting to get a little bit more deference, and hopefully that keeps up in the next couple of games. Again, as we said, Minnesota, always tough in the barn. And then Michigan State, some more injury adversity. I guess I've heard from Tom Izzo enough to know when I think he's playing the media. He's like, hey, just next man up. Nick Ward goes down, in case you missed it, hairline fracture, out 3+ weeks. Indefinitely, but the low end of the projection is 3 weeks.
And you know when 3 weeks is, right? The 3 weeks would be like the Monday after the second matchup between the two. So he'd have to rush back to play it all. Because that's the last day of the regular season. He'd have to rush back to get back in the regular season. And I know how much they want to beat Michigan, especially in their place, but you can't rush him back for that. You've got to get him right for
the postseason.
Yeah.
And so he said, hey, it's about the next guy and everyone.
He didn't say the next weird guy?
No, he didn't. And that was the thing. I mean, we've heard that kind of commentary from Tom Izzo in the past, but this time he's like, hey, don't feel sorry for Nick. We got guys. We're going to be okay. All these other guys are going to step up, and we're going to be fine. It's like, come on, man.
Who said that?
Come on.
Izzo said that?
This is playing it up to the media. Oh,
yeah.
Because he's in practice. Like, you got to throw these guys that have got to play these. Got to play the freshman. Got to play Kithier more. You know, that's what he's really thinking. But, it sounds good. It's a good soundbite that Tom Izzo is.
He's already working on his postgame soundbite for Sunday afternoon.
Next man up.
Yeah, 6:00 at the Chrysler Center on Sunday. He's already working on that soundbite.
We got to get to a break when you come back on the other side. The winning was contagious for the Wolverines. We're going to talk to some coaches this morning whose weeks went very well from a win perspective.
Yeah, Eric Backich picked up 3. Kim Barnes-Orico's team's on a 6-game winning streak. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty good.
So we will talk to Eric Backich on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket.